And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Sunday morning as we get ready for the finale of the game between the Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals at the Mound City, as they like to call it, in St. Louis. Today it is Johnny Cueto on the hill for the Giants, 35 years old, and a lefty, 36 years old, Wade LeBlanc for the St. Louis Cardinals. That is the matchup for today. Last night, the Giants lost a tough one to the Cardinals, 3-1. It was a little bit too much of Mr. Kim last night, and that is, of course, Kwangyoung Kim. An excellent game for him. The left-hander moved the ball around and really mesmerized the Giants. A lot of three up and three down. He went six innings, three hits, no runs, two walks, and a strikeout. And for Kim, that is 21 consecutive scoreless innings this year. And his last couple of starts were just tremendous. And, of course, he beat the Giants last week as well as he matched up with Kevin Gausman. So the Cardinals win a 3-1. DeSclafani pitched a nice game, six innings, five hits, three runs, a couple of opposite field home runs. How about that? For Tyler O'Neill, he whacked one to right field to put the Cardinals up 1-0. Then Paul Goldschmidt, who has tormented the Giants for so many years, he goes the other way with a no-doubter, a two-run shot. He's homered now in three straight games. He's hitting 12 straight, and that put the Cardinals up 3-0. Well, Kim was gone after six innings, and then the Cardinal bullpen came in. And really, it's been a story of the Giants not getting a hit when they need it. The Cardinal bullpen will do everything they can to get you back in the game. Very deep counts. Three innings for the Cardinal bullpen last night, three hits, a run, two walks, three strikeouts, and believe me, it could have been a lot worse. And that is the story of the St. Louis Cardinals. That bullpen starts walking people, and you have to take advantage of it. And the Giants couldn't get it done last night. Cabrera came in the seventh inning, and the Giants had a couple on base. They'd already scored a run and got Dickerson on a strikeout and Slater on a soft ground ball up the middle to get out of the seventh inning. Then in the ninth inning, Alex Reyes was on the hill. Of course, this tremendous right-handed pitcher. A lot of speed, and he's got this very, very good breaking ball. And he now has 23 saves to start his major league career. That ties LaTroy Hawkins for the major league record. But the ninth inning was not simple for Reyes. The Giants are down 3-1. They got the first two runners on base, and here comes Duggar. And I said, well, should they bunt him over and just try to tie this thing up with a base hit? And Duggar then popped out on the first pitch, which maybe should have taken a couple of pitches because Reyes had just issued a walk to Crawford. It was good to see Crawford in the game as well. Trump then ran for him. So Duggar pops up. And then Estrada, who tough at bat against Reyes, but on a 3-2 pitch, swung at a 58-foot curveball, just tough to lay off of it, and he was gone. And then Mike Talkman came up, and he was off balance the whole way, and he ended up grounding out, and that was the end of the game. The Cardinals win a 3-1, so they take a 3-2 lead in this series. The finale, as I say, is today, but the Giants could have won all the games. They really could have. We had the great catch by Carlson to end the game in San Francisco. The Giants had runners on base to try to score runs against the Cardinals and lost 6-5. That was the game Arenado. This was against Cueto, too. Arenado had homered, and Goldschmidt had the two RBI single for the big runs for the Cardinals in that game. So it's been a good series. It really has been a good series. The Giants just haven't been able to get that big hit to break through when they need it. 40,000 last night in St. Louis to see the game. It was a really well-played game, and the Cardinals gave the Giants chances late in the game, but they just couldn't break through. So the Cardinals have won 8 of 10 at home against the Giants. The Giants break their five-game winning streak. They're now 19-8 on the road. They've won 8 out of 11. And they still are in first place in the National League West. They're still the best record in the National League. They're 58-33 now. Now, the Dodgers won last night. Walker Buehler beat Freeland in Colorado. Muncy, a couple of home runs. Chris Taylor, home run there as well. A.J. Pollock. So the Giants are 58-33. And for the Dodgers, they are 58-35. So they are one game back now of the San Francisco Giants. And the Dodgers play the Rockies today. David Price, who they're trying to stretch out now and put him in the rotation, goes against John Gray in Colorado. San Diego, still at 54-40, now seven back in the loss column. They're leading 8-4 in the top of the seventh in Washington. And I know Dave Fleming talked about this last night, but just a crazy situation outside of the D.C. stadium with some shooting out there and a couple of people injured. And there was some fear that maybe that it would affect the ball game and the crowd and things like that. So they suspended the game. And there was a real weird video on the Internet of showing the families of the Padres leaving the stands, going onto the field and into the clubhouse. And that game then was suspended. The Padres lead it 8-4. It is in the top of the seventh. So the Padres today, Musgrove goes against Scherzer in that one. Milwaukee and Cincinnati, it's an interesting series because Cincinnati's had a couple of leads, but the Cincinnati bullpen once again kicks it in last night. They lose an 11 to Milwaukee. Today it is Corbin Burns on the hill, and Sonny Gray goes for the Cincinnati Reds that now trail the Brewers by 6. The Cardinals are 9 back. The Cardinals are on life support, I think, to sort of get past the Cubs and Cincinnati and catch the Brewers. But the Cards are a decent team. They just don't hit a lot and hit with any consistency, although last night they used the long ball to beat the Giants 3-1. Of course, only scoring 3 runs, I think, still is a story of the St. Louis Cardinals. So we'll see what happens today. Johnny Cueto on the hill. He's 35 years old. His 323rd game, 323rd start. He's 6-5 on the year with a 4.15 earned run average. Not a great year for Johnny Cueto. We'll have to see what happens today. His whip is 1.32. Away 30 innings, 42 hits, 9 walks, 25 strikeouts. It just seems like he gets in trouble, and then he can't get out of trouble. Runners in scoring position, 3.45. Runners in scoring position with 2 out, 3.21. First time through the lineup, 3.23 with 5 homers. Second time, 3.13 with 5. Then he pulls it together. 1.77 the third time through with just 1 home run. But it's not vintage Johnny Cueto. He just can't get out of trouble, and that's been his undoing. 14 games on the year for him, 78 innings pitched, not averaging 6 a start yet. 88 hits, 36 runs, 11 homers, only 4 solos in those 11 homers, so people have been on base. 15 walks and 65 strikeouts, so that's a 4-1 ratio. Still a good ratio for him. The other side of the coin, and this is where the Giants should take advantage of the Cardinals today. It will be a bullpen game for the Cardinals. As I say, that Cardinal bullpen likes to walk people. They get in trouble, and the Giants just have to come through with a big hit. Lefty Wade LeBlanc goes today. He's 36 years old, 254th Major League game, 125th start. Now, he got lit up pretty big by the Orioles while he was with the Orioles this year, and then the Cardinals picked him up. He has been all over the map. He has been with San Diego, Miami, Houston, the Angels, the Yankees, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and now at St. Louis. I remember him really with the Padres pretty much. He's made 3 starts for the Cardinals, and that is what he has done against the Cubs, Colorado, and Arizona. 13 innings, so about 4 start, 12 hits, 4 runs, only 1 homer, but 7 walks and 6 strikeouts. Now, he's a lefty, and the Giants' right-handed lineup has got to do some damage today. I know we'll talk a lot about that left field position. The Giants need some help out in the outfield, get some thump going in that left field spot. But LeBlanc will put you on base. He's not a strikeout guy. He sort of is a pitch-to-contact guy. Righty's 304, lefty's 263. He is tough with runners in scoring position, 194 and 2 out, only 143. You can jump on him early, 6-14 when you put that first pitch in play. First time through, 280 with three homers, then 308, then 333. So you can get to him. He's a crafty lefty, and the lefties who throw like this have given the Giants some trouble. So we'll see where it all goes today. After today, the Giants fly to L.A. to open up four games starting tomorrow night, and they're all night games in L.A., and Kevin Gausman, I would imagine, will pitch the opener if things are well at home for him. Crawford is 2-for-4 off LeBlanc. Flores 0-for-1, Slater 0-for-1, and Solano 1-for-1. That is it against LeBlanc. Now, homers against Cueto. Arenado has 3, Goldschmidt has 2, and Molina has 2. So Cueto's got his hands full today, and the Giants need a good performance from Johnny Cueto today. Yadier Molina, another milestone for him last night. He got hit number 2,065. That puts him 10th all-time for catchers. Of course, he passed Dina Slaughter and the St. Louis Cardinal hit parade, and he's caught as many games, or just one more, two more now, I think, than Gary Carter for number 4 there. So that's the story of this Sunday morning as we get ready for baseball. It is Cueto and LeBlanc. The professor, the third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, Ron Wotus, is going to join us. We've got a good show for you today. Bill Lasky, Kerry Crowley. We've got a lot of guests. Sit back, enjoy breakfast, and we'll talk some baseball with you on this Sunday. More coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.